See, some of you might have started early, some of you started late, but I know when I started, and I thought it was great. If y'all don't know First Time by IMX, y'all sleeping. You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J. Hey y'all, so this story is so fresh in my mind that I don't need to write any notes. I didn't write anything in my binder that I usually take notes in. You know, I've always been pretty hesitant about making podcasts of this nature because I'm just kind of shy and I don't want to talk about things like this, but I'm like, nah, this is a funny and good story, so I want to talk about it. And my parents, I feel, kind of listen to my podcast. I'm not really sure because let me say something, like my mom would not listen to my podcast for months and then she'll just binge listen out of nowhere. And then sometimes my dad will bring it up, like, should I listen to this or should I listen to that? So I'm like, I don't know. But at the end, me and my mom talk about everything, so it's not a big deal. But I'm 27. I need to just grow up, cut the cord. It's not that serious. Like, you guys know I'm not a virgin at this point. Let's just, you know. So as you guys can tell from the title, that this particular episode is about me losing my virginity. It's a very funny story, very entertaining. And I know that you guys love a good story time from me, so I just want to tell you what happened. Now, I'm trying to decide, where should I start? Because there were so many things that led up to this moment. Okay, I know where to start. All right, boom. So, do you guys have a drink or a spliff or whatever it is that you're into? Hold on. Yeah. So, let's start at, I'm not going to be super accurate because it was a long time ago, about 10 years ago, actually. So, okay, there was a day where, I don't know why, I wasn't talking to my boyfriend, or we weren't on good terms for some reason. I honestly cannot pinpoint to you why we weren't on good terms, but we weren't. So if you guys follow, you know I was on lockdown. That's what my life was like. I was on lockdown even as a senior in high school, even after high school, I was on lock. So we weren't speaking in some way, somehow we started texting, we started making up, and then he only lived literally like a few blocks away from me, so he's like, let's talk. Like, let's talk in person. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's talk in person. So I met him. I snuck out the house. Do y'all know how hard it is to sneak out the projects? Yeah. So I snuck out the house. And we sat on Eastern Parkway. If you're from New York, then you know what Eastern Parkway is. Well, let me not say that. If you're from Brooklyn, you should know what Eastern Parkway is, or whatever, Queens, whatever. So we sat on Eastern Parkway and we talked all of our problems out, all of our differences. I don't remember what was said to me, but it worked. And let me tell y'all what should have been a red flag. So we're sitting on Eastern Parkway, right? And two girls are walking past us. It's like, keep in mind, it's like 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. So we're talking. I'm looking at him directly in his eyes. And he's looking past me and he's smiling. And so these two girls walk past and one of the girls said, what up? And he said, what up? I'm like, hi, what's up? Like, I'm looking like, hi. And so I should have known. Now that I'm older, I know that something went down. I don't know if that's someone he used to talk to, someone he had a rendezvous with. Like, I have no idea. But I know that something wasn't right about the situation. So, whatever. So, we're talking. We talked everything out. We weren't talking for a good while. And I'm like, be honest. Like, did you have sex with somebody else? He's like, no, but I got head from someone. I'm like, okay, whatever. We weren't on talking terms. I didn't care. I cared, but I didn't care at the same time, whatever that means. I was 17. Relax. So We talked on Eastern Parkway until about maybe 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I just remember like, oh, this is so nostalgic. It's like running through my body. Ooh. Anyway, so I just remember like us standing up and hugging and telling each other that we loved each other. And he looked me dead in my eyes and he was like, listen, I'm like, what? He was like, we gotta have sex. I was like, what? He was like, you're killing me here. Like, we gotta have sex. Like, come on, it's too much now. I think at that point we were together for almost 8 months. I never thought about sex ever. Like, it didn't cross my mind. Like, and that was always an issue in my relationships because I wouldn't be thinking about sex and my partner always was. And I don't know, I'm just a lover girl. Like, I just always thought about like being happy and cuddling and smooching. Like, that was my thing. But he was like, listen, I need sex. I was like, oh, fuck. So it was embedded in my mind at that point. I'm like, oh, my God, I've got to give this guy some crotch. So I went home. I walked up the block. I was like, I damn near floated up the block because I was just so happy that we made up. And I remember I went home and I laid down in my bed and I listened to this song called Love Story by Big Sean. I don't remember who the girl is on the song, but it was by Big Sean. If you don't know that song, pause the podcast, go on YouTube because it's not on Apple Music or Spotify. Well, it might be on Spotify. It's not on Apple Music. Go look up Love Story by Big Sean. I went home and laid in bed and listened to that song on repeat for hours because in my mind, that was our situation. I was like, wow, I'm in love. Fuck. So I don't remember what day that happened, but I remember from that day up until the day I lost my virginity, I was prepping. Was I prepping properly? Absolutely not. So I just decided for myself, like, oh my God, you've got to get like some bomb underwear. You've got to make sure you're lit. Like, you just got to make sure you're ready for anything. Like, just make sure you're ready. So I went, this is so fucking embarrassing. Like, this is why I don't want to talk about this shit because it's so embarrassing, but whatever. So remember, I couldn't go anywhere. So I had to find a way to finesse. All right, I'm skipping shit. So he texted me and was like, look, my mom is going away. You want to stay over for the weekend? I was like, yeah, I want to stay over for the weekend. I want to stay over for the weekend. So he like, all right, so come over for the weekend. My mom going away. It's lit. I was like, it's lit. So mind you, I couldn't go no fucking where. So I called my little cousin like, listen, you got to call my mom. You got to tell her. Oh, she's such a real one. Diamond, I love you. Literally, my little cousin Diamond, I love her. She always held it down. She never asked questions. She never grilled me, nothing. If I said, yo, call my mom, she was like, all right, calling right now. She never questioned it, bro. Never. It's crazy. So she called my mom. My mom was like, all right, Shauna could come to your house for the weekend. So I went to some little fucking store, right? I remember that shit was called Strawberries. I never forget this shit. Oh my God. So I went to Strawberries. I found a thong. I don't remember if I'm not mistaken, I think I still have that shit like as a keepsake because it's funny. And I don't remember what the thong said on it, but I remember it had like a little like handcuffs hanging off the side. Fucking God, this is hilarious. So they had like a little handcuffs hanging off the side, right? And I was like, ooh, these the ones right here. I don't remember what bra I had on, but I remember that thong. And so this is all on the Friday when I'm about to go over there. So I went home. I had a fucking big ass Lot 29 duffel bag. The duffel bag, you would have thought I was flying out somewhere. I packed a duffel bag, but let me tell you why I packed a duffel bag, because I knew. Okay, so it was Friday, right?
I was going to his house. But on Saturday, it was this lit-ass party. My friend was DJing, my friend Darryl. He was DJing at this lit-ass party on a Saturday. I couldn't miss the party. So I had everything in my bag for that Friday night, but I also had everything in my bag for the Saturday night when I went to the party. Big ass lot 29, colorful ass. It was black, but it had lot 29 like all over it in colors. And he was so fucking superficial. Like, he didn't like shit like that. Like, he was already in that stage where, like, he was wearing like all the crazy designer and stuff like that. He hated shit like that. But I was 17. Like, I didn't care. I'm not that type of person. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, it held my clothes. I'm trying to come over to your house. I'm trying to get bust. I'm trying to lose my virginity. What are you talking about? So, all right. I walk up the block struggling, shoulder burning because my duffel bag is so big. And I walk over there. I'm trying to be cute. So I walk over there. He comes downstairs. Hi. Hi. What's up? I get upstairs, right? So I get upstairs and, like, we get into the apartment, I'm walking through the hallway to his bedroom. I see his mother. Now, his mother and I, we never had a close relationship. She didn't hate me, but we never had a close relationship because I'm not a kiss ass. And, you know, she was a mom who knows her son. So it was just kind of like, hi, hello. See that duffel bag you've got there? Now, in my mind, I'm like, I thought I just said shorty was leaving. Like, why am I seeing her? I'm not understanding what's going on. So she had not left yet, but you know him, wild boy, he don't give a fuck. So he let me come in there knowing that she didn't leave yet. Now, you know, if your mom see this duffel bag, she gonna know what's up. Like, she's gonna know, like, oh, this nigga think it's about to be lit in here. It, because I'm leaving, so I'm just like, all right, whatever. So I'm in there. So we were in there for a while, chilling, whatever the case may be. It was a cool time. And he like, yo, I'm about to go make a move. I'm gonna be right back. I'm like, okay, cool. Mind you, mom's still in the other room. She never left. I guess her plans got canceled because she never left at that point. So he like, I'm about to make a move. I'm like, all right, go make your move. So let me just rewind time. Now, if any of y'all have listened to my Love is Blind podcast, then y'all know my friend that was featured on that podcast, me and her met through these brothers. So she was there as well, but she had a closer relationship with the mom. I mean, that doesn't really matter because even though she was closer to the mom, she was very specific with her. She didn't tell me yet, but she was very specific. Like, y'all could chill here, but y'all cannot spend the night. Like, no, y'all cannot spend the night. All right, cool. So my man goes out and it's hours passing and he hasn't come back yet. So at that point, his mom came in the room. I'm in his bedroom talking to my friend, the one that's dating his brother. And his mom comes in the room like, are y'all stupid? Y'all letting y'all niggas be out there right now. Y'all don't know what they doing. Y'all sitting here waiting here like dummies. Y'all young, intelligent woman. And y'all waiting here like dummies. You don't know what they doing right now. They could be up in something else. She was giving us the real, like, and it was resonating with me so much. And I was getting pissed, like leg shaking. My friend was head over heels in love. So she's like, ma, come on, like, stop. But me, I was pissed. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I feel you. Like, I'm tight. Like, I was pissed. So we talked or whatever for that time. And at the end of the conversation, she was like, don't tell him I talked to y'all. But you know me. I'm going to say what I got to say. So she talked to us for that time. Now, mind you, all of this is transpiring between like 10 and 11 o'clock. This nigga don't come back till like 3-4 in the morning. I'm pissed. I was ready. I'm pissed. So now you fucked up because I was so ready and willing. And now I'm mad. It's so crazy because until this day, y'all, I'm the same way. I promise you. You get me mad, I don't want it anymore. I'm turned off. I'm dry. I'm desert. So I'm mad. He comes back. I'm mad. So he's mad that I'm mad. So mind you, his brother is like, yo, Fizz, don't act like that. Like, chill. You don't need to act like that. It's not that serious. Because I was about to leave. He like, sis, don't leave. And my man like, no, let her leave. Let her leave. He's a fucking asshole. He like, let her leave. Let her leave. She got an attitude. Let her leave. Whatever. So I didn't leave or whatever the case may be. Stupid. I didn't leave. And now we're on that little bed. And I got an attitude. He has an attitude. But I know, like, up under my situation, I have on my fucking thong from Strawberries with the little handcuffs on the side. So I'm mad, but I'm thinking, because at the end of the day, I'm mad at you, but I don't want to not have you. And I don't want to not be with you. So I'm mad at you, but I'm still contemplating. So literally, we were back to back. Like, I'm mad, so he was mad. We were back to back. And I'm thinking. And when I tell you I was thinking, like, I was putting so much thought into the situation. Like, do I do it? Do I not do it? Oh, my God. Like, now, keep in mind, y'all, I promise, I'm 17. It's August 20th. I'm 17. I graduated high school that summer. And I was just like, do it. You have to do it sometimes, so just do it. Like, just do it. And so, from about 5:30, because we were arguing at first, from about 5:30 in the morning up until maybe 7 something in the morning, I was just, my back was to him and I was thinking. And then out of nowhere, I was just like, I want to do it. And he was quiet for a while. He was like, you want to do what? And I was like, I want to do it. I'm ready. And he was like, you sure? I was like, yep. Mind you, I'm mad at you. Why am I doing this? So he was like, you sure? I'm like, yep. So it was like a lot of hesitation, but he was like, all right. This is where it gets a little hazy. Like, I don't even remember what I had on over the thong situation. Like, I don't know. I don't remember. But I just remember him turning around. I remember us kissing. I remember him. He was getting me ready, but he wasn't getting me ready. Like, it wasn't like what I thought it was going to be, because I was one of those girls that was like on Tumblr and I thought it was going to be like fireworks and rose petals and love and lust and candles and music. Like, that's how I always imagined my virginity being lost to be. And it just was not that. It was very much so, my mother is in the other room, don't be too loud. It was very much so, Shauna, no, don't say that. But yeah, like, regardless of anything, I was in love. So I didn't really care what it was like. Like, and I'm not trying to take away from him and say he didn't have girth or anything like that. But it was, you know, I was a virgin and we had a lot of love for each other. So, of course, it wasn't something that it wasn't super lengthy, or it just wasn't. And I just remember I was so fucking scared. Like, I was so scared. I was like, wow, you're really doing it, bitch. Like, golly, you really going for it. Like, I never knew you was like that. I was talking to myself like, bitch, I never knew you were like that. But you are. You're like that. And I just remember the insertion. And I was like, wow, that fucking stings. Like, that kind of hurts. It actually really hurt. Like, it really, really hurt. I was like, wow, that fucking stings. This is so, why would I commit to this? This is terrible, because I feel like I owe it to you to tell you every little thing, because I'm remembering every little thing from the situation. No, I can't. That's too graphic. I'm not saying all of that. All right. So, yeah, it's like started and it was hurting. And people say, like, it hurts, but then it stops. And I'm here to tell you that I was hurting, because I don't know if it was the big Mack truck in my little garage, but it was hurting me. But I loved him, so I didn't care. Like, it was hurting me, but at the same time, there was a sense of euphoria because I loved him. So it wasn't like, you know, and it was quick. Boom, 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 bat, bat, bat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I'm literally never listening to this podcast in my life. I'm never going to listen to this. But yeah, like, it was quick. He came. Where did he? Oh, did we have him? I guess we had. Yeah. Yes. Okay. He came, and I was just like, wow, I did that. Like, I remember bigging myself up in my head, like, you did that, girl. Like, and then I remember he was like, you're bleeding. And I was like, oh my God, am I? So I was like so embarrassed. And I remember he went to go get, I think it was paper towel. Like, oh my God, ew, 2021, for not even 2021, older Shauna, like, come on, a baby wipe, girl. Like, she's gentle. But anyway, he went and got paper towel. It was just a mess. And I remember laying there like, wow, I fucking did that. So at the time, I didn't realize that I was literally exposing myself to like a dick demon. Because, and when I say dick demon, I mean like, I was already emotionally attached. But at that point, I was fucking bonded. Like, that was it. But at the time, I didn't, for a long time, I didn't realize it until I got older how major that was. But whatever, that was cool. He immediately went to sleep, you know, because they call me NyQuil. And I just felt so good. And I remember I texted my friend. She was next door in the other room. And I texted her and I was like, I did it. And she was like, bitch, you lying. I was like, nope, I did it. And she was like, yes, girl. So I remember I went to the bathroom and I went to go pee. And it was burning. And I was like, woo! I was like, that's hot. Like, and I told her, I was like, that's hurting. And she was like, we're gonna get you. She was like, I don't know if she gave me a panty liner, and she said, we're gonna go get you some panty liner, something. But all I know is that I was feeling like a grown girl. Like, you couldn't tell me anything about anything. Like, who you know? I was like, I did what I had to do. I laid it down. He sleep. I woke up in the morning. Matter of fact, I never went to sleep. Oh my God, I almost forgot. So his mom, I remember his mom knocked on the door. She knocked on that door and she knocked on the other door. And so I came out, and when I came out, my friend came out, and she was like, nah, I told y'all not to stay over, right? So mind you, I'm not saying anything. I didn't have any response for anything that she had to say, because we just didn't have that kind of relationship. And then, like, you know, she did say don't sleep over. But I and my friend were like aces, so I was just letting them talk. But I was there and I was listening. And she was like, nah, I told y'all not to, y'all couldn't sleep over, right? And y'all did it anyway. In my mind, I was like, I busted wide. Like, I just didn't care because I did what I had to do. So she was upset or whatever the case may be. But she wasn't like, you know when a parent not real upset? Like, she was like fake upset. Like, it wasn't that serious. So she did eventually, I think, leave that day. Whatever. So now it's the next day. It's that same morning, rather. But everybody's up for the day. Now, keep in mind, I'm sorry, y'all, because I'm trying to just do, like, one fluent audio. But I'm belching and shit. I got gas. I'm a lot of things right now. So, yeah. Now, it's later on in that day. I think she left. I'll start getting ready because it's August 20th and I will never forget this day. It was August 20th, my birthday. I was turning 18 in 11 days, so I was feeling hot. My friend Daryl, he was DJing heavy at that point, bomb ass DJ. He was DJing at a party. So I was like, I'm going to that fucking party. Like, it's nothing nobody could tell me. I'm going to that party. So I started, like, taking out what I was wearing to the party. And I remember my boyfriend brother was like, you letting her wear that to that party, bro? I'd never let my bitch wear that. Like, he talked crazy. I'm like, yeah, whatever. He like, nah, let her do what she do. Probably because he was fucking other bitches. But at the time, I didn't think about it. But anyway, I'm getting ready for the party, whatever. So, and literally, and it's okay, like, as in, I wish I was the same way how I was back then, because, you know, he wanted me to sleep over again. Like, he wanted me to sleep over a second night, but I was like, I cannot sleep with you a second night. I'm going to the party. I'm sleeping over at my best friend's house, and that's what's going to happen because that's what we planned. And that was just my mindset.
But, like, literally an older me probably would have been like, babe, I'm going to go to the party and I'm going to come back home to you. But at that time, like, no. I was just like, no, we already had plans made. And that's just that. That's how I was at that. I missed that version of myself and I hope I find her. Maybe I'm there right now. I don't know. But that girl, she's going to do what the fuck she said she was going to do and what she wanted to do. Anyway, so I got dressed. No, matter of fact, no. So I left his house. I went to Flatbush to my best friend's house. Oh my God. It was like a big thing. Like when I tell y'all, losing my virginity was such a big thing. Like everybody was talking about Shauna lost her virginity because in high school, because my middle name is Mary, they used to call me Virgin Mary and I used to hate it, but it's like I hated being called Virgin Mary, but at the same time, I was proud of myself for holding out that long. So, oh my God. And I remember I went to her house and her boyfriend was there and I remember he said something about it. And I was like, what? And I spazzed on like, why you told him? So she was just like, what? Like, you know, those kind of things. So everybody was just so cheesy about it, right? I don't even know how everybody, like, it was, it's crazy how big of an event it was for everybody that I was friends with at the time. So I got to the party. I was feeling so good about myself. I got so fucking drunk, y'all. Like, I got so bent and lit at this party. And I remember, because remember, my friend is a DJ. So, a lot of y'all not, some of y'all not gonna know, because I know a lot of people listen to the podcast from other places. But there's a song called Virginity by Vybz Kartel. That song was so lit at that point in time, right? So, I remember it came on and everybody started, like, getting a risk. Everybody started like surrounding around me, like because everybody knew I lost my virginity that night. It was a wild night. It was wild pictures. It was pictures on Facebook of me just like me and my friends just drunk as fuck, bent over on the floor. Like it was crazy. And I don't regret any of it because it was a really good time. I will never have a time like that again in my life. It was just a super good time. And that kind of sums up my story, to be honest, because I don't really remember what happened after that day. I mean, I know that he kind of like almost ruined my life after that day. But as far as me losing my virginity, that's pretty much sums up the story. Do I regret it? Let me think about it. I have to seriously think about it. No, I don't regret it. I used to sometimes regret it because I always, like, I would talk to my friends and be like, damn, I wish I lost my virginity to someone that I didn't care about, like a quick little fling or something like that, so it wouldn't be so meaningful to me. But now that I'm older and I'm completely over the situation, it's kind of like, I'm glad I lost it that way. It's a good memory that I have for myself, and it was kind of fun. Like, it was just fun being young and I'm glad that I waited until I found somebody that I loved, even if it didn't work out. I'm glad that I was already graduated and out of high school, because that's really my character. Like, I just like to be a little cautious. But it was a fun time. Yeah, so that's it. And I don't really know what else to say about it, but I'm grateful that you guys have been still keeping up with me. I know that I made a comment in one of my podcasts. I don't remember what podcast it was, but I made it very clear that, like, I don't want to be on a schedule to podcast because I want to do it when I feel like it's natural for me, when I feel like it's, like, just flowing. Like, even yesterday, it's like it flowed, but at the same time, I was like, I don't really feel like doing this right now. And that's why it was so short, because, like, midway, I was like, eh, I don't really want to do this right now. But this one is just, like, it was so easy for me because it's something that I can actually reminisce about and think about. And I'm like, that shit was fucking hilarious. Like, it's so crazy how when you're in the moment of something, you feel like you'll never get over it. And then you get older and it's like, that shit is hilarious. Like, it's just funny to me. And when I make these podcasts and I talk, you know, I recount situations with people, whether it's an old boyfriend, an old friend, a current, whatever. I don't have any bad blood towards anybody. Like, literally, I am in such a different space. I'm such a grown ass woman. Like, I don't have bad blood with anybody. I literally, you know, like, if anyone, you could even,
ask me questions personally or confront me about it. Like, I'm not in a bad space, and this is not me ever trying to get attention or just anything like that. What I'm getting at is, these are just stories that I feel like I need to share with everyone, because I do have people who are dedicated and who listen to my podcast very consistently. And I owe it to you guys to be transparent and to be open and honest, because that's what you deserve. So I want to thank everybody who's been listening and being patient with me on my podcast journey. Stay tuned, and I'll have another podcast for you guys soon. Bye-bye.